Good morning. Our question today is, as it pertains to the Malava Malka Motzei Shabbos, when should we be eating the Malava Malka? Should it be immediately after Shabbos, or should we wait until the pizza store opens? Can it go all night? When's the best time? When's the preferred time? When's the required time to eat the Malava Malka? So I am looking now at a quote from the Sidur Hayavitz, and he says as follows, Yesh, Lesamcha liyetzia Shabbos bechol ha'efshari. We should make the Malava Malka, eat the Malava Malka as close to Shabbos as possible. Why? Ki achar avor sha'a chalaf halach lo Shabbos kodesh. Because if an hour passes, it is no longer Shabbos. In other words, we've lost that connection to Shabbos after an hour, so we should have the su'ud of the Malava Malka as soon after Shabbos as possible. So in fact, the Sefer Malava Malka Chai V'Kayim says in the following language, mitzvah mina muvchar, the ideal way to do the mitzvah of Malava Malka lahaktim suda zo samoch liyetzias haShabbos, we should make it right after Shabbos, after Havdalah. That is when we should be having the Sudas Malava Malka. Now, in fact, the Yavitz, who said we should have it as close to Shabbos as possible, does continue and says that, however, if you look at the Gemara and Shabbos Kuf Yates, it appears that you have much more time than doing it right after Shabbos. Why? Because, as we'll talk about later when we talk about what you should be eating when it comes to the Malava Malka, ideally fresh, new food. So that means that we should be cooking, baking. So we're going to cook the food, the meat, we're going to bake the bread, etc. So that would take a lot more time. So the Yavitz continues as follows. The Yira Kimishas HaChana V'Azmana Nechsheves HaSuda L'Levai HaSamalka. Accordingly, we're not counting the Suuda that it has to be right after Shabbos from when you start eating, but it starts with the preparation. So it starts when you are preparing, you're getting the food in shape, you take it out of the fridge, you decide what you're having, you're looking up the recipe. But having said that, even though that could take a long time, that would be part of the Malava Malka. But in any case, Tzarech L'Tafa El HaShabbos Kol Mash Yuchal, you should make it, meaning eating the meal, as close to after Shabbos as possible, given that the preparations are going to take some time. So in fact, that is what the Mishnah Berurah says as well. And the Eshar HaTzion, the Chafetz Chaim says as follows, Mishum Dederech Levaya Hu, what is Levi escorting out somebody, escorting a guest, escorting Shabbos here? That is right at the end of Shabbos, not afterwards that you have no connection to Shabbos. It should be when Shabbos is fresh on your mind. That's when we have the Malava Malka. We are escorting Shabbos out, so it should be as quick as possible after the Havdalah. And in fact, that is how the Chazon Ish and many other Gedolim were noahig to have it quickly after Havdalah. So where are we right now? We're saying when is the time to have the Malava Malka. So the ideal time is right after Havdalah. Now having said that, we're continuing in the Sefer Malava Malka, who says, Uzmana lechatchila ad sof arba shas melayla. Even though you should do it immediately, it's still a lechatchila to do it 4 hours into the day, into the night. Now what does that mean, 4 hours into the night? So he doesn't discuss it in the Sefer, but it's likely, because you can only start eating it after Havdalah, which is nighttime, so 4 hours in would be a third of the night. So apparently we would make the computation, it's not for everything that we make the computation as follows, but apparently we make the computation between Tzeisa Kochavim, when we would stay Havdalah, Yisei Marav, HaTzeisa Kochavim after Shabbos, and we would prorate, divide up the night between Tzeisa Kochavim and Alos HaShachar, which is 72 minutes or something more or less before the sunrise. There are different ways to compute Alos HaShachar, so we would divide that. You can divide it into 12. Much simpler, you just divide it into thirds, a third, a third, a third, those 12 hours, not 12 hours of 60 minutes, because we're going to divide between Tzeisa Kochavim and Alos HaShachar into three segments, and we should be eating Lechatchila, the Malava Malka, by the end of the first of those three segments. So that would be the lechatchila still continuing. Having said that, Val Kol Panim, even if you're not going to do the lechatchila by the end of into the night, Lo Ya'achra Achar Chatzos Alayla, you shouldn't go past Chatzos Alayla, which is 6 hours into the night. That's half point between Seisa Kachavim and Alos HaShachar, so that would be Chatzos. Don't go past Chatzos, that's still in the Bidyevit area. V'yesh Omim Shizmana Kol Alayla, and there's an opinion that you can do it all night long as well. So in fact, there is a story told in the Ma'aseh Rav, in the Tosefes Ma'aseh Rav, about the Gra. There was a time that the Gra got sick on a Motzei Shabbos. He actually was vomiting. So it wasn't just something unrelated to eating. And when somebody is vomiting, you're unable to eat. And that's why he was unable to eat the Su'udah Raviz, was unable to eat the Malava Malcha. So he went to sleep and he calmed down. He was feeling a little bit better and he woke up. And he told those around him, those who were taking care of him, his children, he says, please check if it is still not Amud HaShachar. If it's not Alos HaShachar yet, then I still have an opportunity to eat the Malav Malka. And if that's the case, please break a kazayis of bread into small crumbs and he would be fed it. It says, V'achilu Baal Bekaf Baal Korcho. He'd be basically force-fed it with a spoon, so he could be Mekayim the Mitzvah Malava Malka. So we learn from this that it's not Lechatchila, but B'dievet, even the Gra was of the view that you could do it all night long up until Alos HaShachar. It doesn't mean you would say it for everyone. It could be just if you're really sick and you weren't able to do it. But we do see, at least on a very B'dievet level, B'dievet, you really couldn't do it, that you'd be able to do it all night long. So where are we right now? Let's just to recap, and then we'll go another step. So we've said that the Malava Malka, the ideal is to do it right after the departing of Shabbos. Having said that, it's still a lechatchila up until 4 hours, so it's the third into the night. But if you didn't do that, you can still do it b'dieved, b'diavad, up until chatzos. And there's an opinion as well that you can go all night long up until Alos HaShachar. Now, having said all of that, the Sefer Malava Malka continues, V'yesh mi shekasev she'ulai mo'il ad yom shlishi. There is an opinion that says maybe you can go all the way up until Tuesday. Now in the footnote, he does bring such an opinion. Maybe it's a possibility, not to certainly, maybe possibly. I don't think this is very accepted by the poskim, but it's interesting. He brings another number of Chassidish Rabbanim who would eat it on Sunday mornings. So they would eat it Sunday morning. So he brings one Rav that is Minhag was to eat the Suda of Malava Malka in the morning, Sunday morning, still wearing Big Day Shabbos, where he put him back on and he would have it with other people as well. So that's an interesting story there. It's brought also in the Sefer Otzer HaChaim, which are Minhage Sans, that one of the Sans of Rebbe, that Sans of Rebbe that it's about, Sudas Malava Malka, Achal Rabbeinu B'Yom HaRishon B'Boker, he too would eat it Sunday morning, and sometimes he would actually play music for him, and Agim Ish Chasid, Sudas Yom HaRishon B'Boker, music would be played on his behalf. And it's also brought that there was another Chassidish Rebbe that he actually would not say Tachanun on Sunday morning, only in the afternoon at Mincha. Why? Because oftentimes he would eat Malava Malka Sunday morning, so he's held that that would conflict with the saying of Tachanun. So there we have it. I think accepted psak would be do it as quickly as possible after Havdalah and up till a third of the night. That would be the Lechatchila B'diavad, up until Chatzot, and possibly up until Alos HaShachar, but likely no longer than that. That is no longer Motzei Shabbos. That is no longer escorting the Shabbos away. Now, just another interesting point, a related point, is Lechatchila ein lasok b'malacha she'ena ochel nefesh ad achar su'udas malava malka. Lechatchila, one should not be involved in working malacha, writing things and the like, things unless it relates to food. If you're preparing your food, that's one thing. You're preparing it for the Malava Malka, but don't get involved in other activities until after you've eaten the suit of the Malava Malka. There is an opinion that you can do certain work as long as it's not bikfius, as long as it's not something that's going to take a lot of time, something that's going to draw you in. If it's a quick thing here and there, okay, but anything more than that would be ill-advised because you still have the mitzvah of the Malava Malka to do in front of you. So don't get involved in other things. Ideally, quickly after Havdalah is the time to have the Malava Malka, and don't be doing other work until you have been Mekayim, until we have been Mekayim the mitzvah. Have a wonderful day.